Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
As we welcome in August, we're celebrating the culmination of July Good Beer Month, the city-sanctioned celebration launched by the Good Beer Seal. July Good Beer Month is in its fifth year, and Jimmy Carboni, host of Beer Sessions Radio and owner of Jimmy's No. 43, recaps the top five beer moments from July. Number 5.
Started off with Garrett Oliver of Brooklyn Brewery. He was reading the Mayor's Proclamation on Beer Sessions Radio that July is Good Beer Month. That was pretty awesome. We drank a lot of Brooklyn beer.
Number 4.
Queens Breweries featured in a half-page article in the New York Times dining section 2 weeks ago in the middle of July. That was really awesome. It's only happened in the last year or two. There's 4 breweries in Queens. There's Single Cut Beersmith, Rockaway, Bridge and Tunnel, and a new one, Big Alice.
Number 3.
I drank beer from 25 New York State breweries at the New York State Food and Beer Expo, and I did drink from 25 breweries. It was pretty awesome. The first time we've done a festival with only New York State breweries in New York City.
Number 2.
Many of the Good Beer Seal bars, the top small, independently owned craft beer bars in New York, hosted special tastings and dinners. One of them was at Jimmy's No. 43. The top brewer in New York, Jeff O'Neill, who used to be at Ithaca, he came down with a new brewery he's at called Peekskill, and he brought 5 special beers, 3 of which you can only get at the brew pub in Peekskill, and that was a pretty great night. We had a guest chef, Mark Giroux, but it really showcased how great New York beer can be.
And number 1.
There's the Good Beer Seal Awards. 5 or 6 new beer bars were inducted into the group, recognized for being the top small independently owned craft beer bars in the city. And we had some surprises. We actually expanded to include some bars in Long Island and Jersey City.
Obviously, July isn't the only month to enjoy good craft beer. Visit goodbeerseal.com for more certified craft beer events, bars, and happenings. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.